Well, it was certainly a long, long weekend at the NFL draft. And for those in the business, it is a grind. And Brian Baldinger from NFL Network was putting in the long hours from Thursday all the way through Sunday. And Brian joins us from Los Angeles now. Brian, thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Your general thoughts on the Eagles draft and what they accomplished in the 3 days, and actually the 4 days, including signing some rookie free agents.
Well, I think they addressed a lot of needs. I mean, I think it was clear that their biggest need was right outside linebacker, where Trent Cole played well last year, but I think they were looking to replace him. You know, they tried to trade for Deion Jordan last month. It didn't work out. And so Marcus Smith was the first pick. And, I mean, I think that they would tell you just by the fact they traded down from 22 to 26 that they knew they could get him a little bit later. Probably wasn't an end of a first-round pick, but you got one trade with Cleveland. You picked up a draft pick in order to do it, you know, and you got the guy that you like. And if you look at him, just from the measurable standpoint, he's very much like Connor Barwin. I mean, he's almost identically the same size, speed, all of that. He's probably a very similar player trying to make a similar transition. So that trusts their biggest need. And then obviously, you know, with the departure of DeSean Jackson, they had to do something at the receiver spot. And, I really love Jordy Matthews. I mean, this kid is, first of all, he's an incredibly productive player. I mean, he's the SEC's all-time leading receiver. That says something about it. But if you just watch him, I mean, on interceptions, he goes and he makes the tackle, he blocks. There's no issues at all off the field. I think he has a big-time talent. And I knew that they liked Josh Huff. I mean, they liked Josh Huff more than D'Anthony Thomas from Oregon. So they got two young receivers to develop and to grow into this offense, you know, with a young quarterback. So I think from that standpoint, Jalen Watkins, the half-brother of Sammy Watkins, he was a cornerback slash safety. You know, he played both positions at a tough conference, been a three-year productive player. You go on and on. Ed Reynolds, you know, at Stanford, same thing. I mean, they found players that played a lot of college football. And I think overall it addressed some of their biggest needs, the secondary, pass rush, and wide receiver. So I think they did quite well.
Brian, it's interesting. We also have to take into account the free agency period and quite a bit of roster turnaround for a team that went 10-6. Let's first start with the offense here. Releasing Jason Avant, releasing DeSean Jackson. Then if you take that loss and then factor in the gain of Sproles and Huff and also Matthews, how do you look at it kind of on paper, this Eagles offense, in terms of weapons?
Well, the thing is, Dave, is every year it's a different year. I mean, the Eagles started out of the gate last year on a Monday night against Washington and it looked like they were like TNT. And then they struggled for the next month. You know, they started seeing a lot of man coverage. And if you keep listening to what Chip was saying all year long and throughout this offseason, even with the departure of DeSean, that's what we're going to get. We're going to get a lot of man coverage. Now, what can we do to beat it? And one thing you see from Jordy Matthews with his size and how big he is, I mean, he's good against press coverage, and that's what the Eagles are going to get. They're going to get a lot of single high safety. They're going to try and, you know, put an extra guy down there to stop, you know, the running game. And so your receivers, you can't just scheme guys open. I mean, guys have to be able to win. And that's what Darren Sproles does for you. Nobody really wants to cover him in space one-on-one. That's what he did against the Eagles in a playoff game, and he won. So that's really where this thing is going with the Eagles' offense and the weapons that they have. Who can win one-on-ones, and how do you do it in order to move the football? They struggled against the Saints in the playoffs and trying to do that. That's what they saw against them. That's what they saw against the better defenses. That's what they're going to see against the NFC West when they play Seattle and Arizona this year. So every year is a new year, Dave. Like, it's got to come together. There will be a point where the confidence is, with the quarterback and the receivers gets high, and they'll probably be unstoppable. But I don't think it'll be smooth sailing from the very beginning.
And then the defense, Brian, we knew that it would be a couple of years since Chip came in to revamp the defense. They started the process last year, and clearly with free agency and then five of the seven draft picks used on defense, Bill Davis has a lot of at least new options to work with.
Well, he does. I mean, you know, you really start with Malcolm Jenkins, who in my mind was a a great pickup. I mean, he's a true free safety, meaning he's the last line of defense, and that's a that position is hard to find because it's hard to find good tacklers and guys that can run and cover and all the things you got to do. And Malcolm did that, and he did it at a good level. I mean, he was very, very healthy, and I think he understands that. So I think that was a great pickup. When you factor everything in, look, it's going to be a new roster. I mean, I just think one guy that they did pick up at the very end of this draft is going to be real important. This is Bo Allen from Wisconsin. He's a natural nose tackle. And that was really what the Eagles did not have last year. They filled in at times with it with a lot of young players, but I think that position, you need a big, wide, squatty body, and that's what this Bo Allen is. He's certainly going to be given an opportunity to win that job. So anytime you're transitioning from a 4-3 to 3-4, you never do it in 1 year. But the Eagles have, you know, drafted for it. They've picked up players in free agency for it. They've got depth, you know, as well. And so last year they didn't have a backup cornerback that could go in there and play. This year they've got depth at safety and at corner and along the defensive line. So I think they're much more fortified this year than they were a year ago.
Brian, we take a look around the NFC East from time to time. Of course, the Eagles defending NFC East champions. What did you think of what the Cowboys and the Giants and the Redskins did this weekend?
Well, I think the Cowboys fought the urge, you know, to go make the sexy pick there with Manziel. He would not have helped them this year. And, you know, Tony Romo is 34 with two back operations, so they now have three first-round draft picks in their offensive line to go with a really good young left guard, Ronald Leary. So they addressed their biggest need, is to protect Romo. When you protect Romo with the weapons that they have at receiver and tight end, I mean, they can move the ball with the best of them. They still have, I think, plenty of work to do on defense, and I'm not so sure that they're going to be even a middle-of-the-road defense. So, you know, the Giants, look, Odell Beckham, I mean, he was really close to being the best receiver in this draft. He's a great kid. It's a new offense in New York. We got to see how Eli adjusts to the new offense. He was a turnover machine last year. He's got to learn a new system, and he's not going to practice this year in the offseason. So I think there's some catch-up there with what they're doing, the terminology, the new playbook. They continue to try to build their offensive line to protect Eli. I don't know that they're all the way there yet. And the same thing really in Washington. I mean, they addressed the offensive line, which they needed to do. It's a new coach. It's a new system. It's a new style of offense. But their biggest question in Washington is really, can they rebuild the quarterback? RG3 was a mess last year. He wasn't healthy. He didn't play well. He didn't read defenses well. Jake Gruden's got that task. If he rebuilds RG3, Washington, I think, could be, and they really inject him with confidence, Washington could really, really challenge the Eagles for this division title this year.
Well, they'll get a great test week one with Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt in Houston. Brian, around the league, what caught your eye? What would you like from the rest of the NFL?
Well, I mean, this draft was all about Johnny Manziel, where he was going to go. I mean, he's the biggest name. People that have no interest in football wanted to know where he was going, and so, you know, Cleveland traded up with Philadelphia to get him, and that's great. I mean, it's good for the league anytime you get a guy that brings that type of fanfare and enthusiasm to the league. But then not to draft a wide receiver, especially when you know your star wide receiver is going to be suspended. It's a real head-scratcher for Ray Farmer. It almost makes you seem like our former Philadelphia Eagle and former Dukie Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, they seem pretty new at this business to draft a receiver when a draft produced 33 wide receivers and they didn't grab one of them. I just think, you know, the fact that the trend continues for running backs, Dave, you know, one wasn't taken until Carlos Hyde or Bishop Sankey was taken with the 54th pick. I think running backs are really important. I think this is a good class of running backs. Nobody's spending a first-round pick or a high second-round pick on a running back anymore. It's all done by committee, and let the league be notified that unless it's Adrian Peterson coming out of the draft, people aren't drafting running backs in the first round anymore.
It's amazing the value of the running back position and how that's changed over the years. Hey, Brian, last one. How will you judge this Eagles draft? What in the big picture will constitute a successful draft for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, how soon can you get these players on the field and how soon do they begin to contribute? You know, is Jordy Matthews a starting wide receiver for him? Is he the third wide receiver? right away, or Josh Huff. You know, is Marcus Smith, you know, I mean, look, the San Francisco 49ers 3 years ago took Aldon Smith, and he didn't start. He played passing downs. How soon can they get Marcus Smith on the field, and how soon can he contribute? Or does Trent Cole hold that off altogether, completely? So you want to just see, you want to see contribution, you want to see production this year. And then eventually, you know, do they get three starters out of this draft? You know, I don't even want to, you know, this Hart kid that they drafted out of Oregon, I really like him. I mean, I think he could be a natural five technique. Taylor Hart, I mean, Chip knows him really, really well. He's a big body that's been really productive. He's a natural in this 3-4 defense. You know, how soon can they get these guys on the field? I don't think anyone has to start right away, but you want to get these guys on the field and making some plays.
Well, it is time now, the player development part of this whole process in place, the rookies here, the mini camp for the rookies this weekend. And we'll find out every day a little bit more about the rookie class of 2014, Brian Baldinger. As always, thank you so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Great job, and we will see you throughout the rest of this offseason leading into what's going to be an exciting 2014 season.